You know, I started to come out there and sit in the audience when they was having the young up-and-coming artist play, and y'all got the vote, right? One of them ought to had the motto that the fella running for the justice of the peace had over Nacogdoches 2 years ago. His slogan was, he said, "I'm itching to be elected, but don't scratch me at the polls." But the more I thought about it, I said, no, I ain't going to go out there and set, because one of them had y'all sing, right? I heard you. Pitiful, pitiful. Listen. Y'all kind of reminded me of myself. Always wished that I could sing. But I ruined my voice before I was 20 years old cooling chili. Talking about chili, you know, whatever happened to the good restaurants where you could go in and get a good bowl of red? I thought I'd found one down in southeast Texas. I'd gone down there to make a talk to the Chamber of Commerce in this little town and got there a little early, went in this little cafe to get me a cup of coffee. I believe that was the dirtiest cafe I ever saw. I was sitting there at the counter, and I looked over at the sugar. They had these sugar lumps, these little cubes of sugar, and the flies were just everywhere. They were buzzing. They had dropped all over that sugar. A couple of fellas come in and sat down next to me over there, and the lady brought them their coffee. They looked at the sugar. One of them turned to the other and said, "You want any of this sugar?" The other one looked over there. He said, "Yeah," said, "let me have the ace blank and double blank." He said, I tell you, that's the only cafe I ever saw where the flies was trying to get out of the cafe. It's terrible. And you know about all you can get in these cafes is greasy fried chicken. I have eat a bait of fried chicken in them little old cafes. I began suspecting chicken when I was about 7 or 8 years old. I'll never forget it. After church one Sunday, me and my family got invited down the road to have Sunday dinner out. This old lady that invited us, oh, she could get a scorch on that chicken. Them old cracklings that hang off the side. I think what made her chicken good, too, was she fried yard chickens. These was not grocery store chickens this woman was cooking. Them of you that was raised off the concrete, y'all know that yard chickens run at large around the place. They go down to the barn, out the cow lot. They eat what they want to eat around the place there. They got a different flavor from grocery store chicken. But this old woman had done fried up platters and platters and platters of fried chicken. And I reaching, getting that chicken. Oh, I loved it, you know. Good as I ever lapped a lip over that chicken. Well, I rushed to get about my third piece. My mama was sitting right next to me. She rushed over and kind of slapped my hand. She said, "Bob," she said, "there are other people at the table." She said, "You let everybody else take a piece of chicken, and then you may have another piece." And this old lady that invited us down there, the hostess of the day, sitting up at the head of the table, she spoke up. She said, "Law, Miss Murphy," said, "let that child eat." Said, "them chickens is dying faster than we can eat them anyway." She said, but I have eat lots of chicken. I guess it's because it's cheap. I know you lady folks out there, when you go to the grocery store, ain't things high now? I was standing in line. I'd gone in to buy me a piece of chewing tobacco, and I got in the express line. And there's four or five people there. There's a fella in front of me had done bought $54 worth of groceries. This girl was ringing it up, ting-boom, 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 you know. She got through, she says, you want me to put this in a sack or are you going to eat it here? Money just don't go far now. And I guess that's why folks cook a lot of chicken. It's a good, cheap meat. My wife fixes it every kind of way. About 2 weeks ago, we started out, we had baked chicken with dressing. Oh, it's good. I eat it. The next day, we had chicken hash. And the next day, she had done cooked some chicken a la king on toast. About the fourth day, we had chicken and dumplings. The fifth day, she fried a nice young fryer. The sixth day, I sat down, and there was chicken salad sandwiches. I said, honey, I said, I can't go no further. I said, I'm going to eat these sandwiches. But I said, when we get through, I said, I want you to go in the bedroom. I want you to take the mattress off the bed because I'm going to roost on the slats tonight. Folks, it's nice to come out here and see y'all laugh and have a good time. This is the American way. I love to see folks laugh. We ain't got too much to laugh about nowadays. And to come out and just have a good old belly laugh, it's good for you. Let me just leave you tonight with this in mind. Remember this. The richest man in the world is the one that's got the most money. I'll see you later. Thank you.